It works. At least, if outsiders have not infiltrated and sunk their living fangs into its heart. Carlyle. Hiroaki Mitsubishi, with access to the education processing, Julia, that's not the limit of it. The 710 lists are public now, and CFB Chief Darcy Salk is number 8 on Masami Mitsubishi's list. Every reporter in the world is racing to do a piece on the CFB now, and guess who's now the highest-ranked person in the CFB, who sleeps on Tokyo time and is already up and available for interviews? Carlyle. Hiroaki Mitsubishi? Julia sent the image to Carlyle's lenses, the bureau's friendly, off-pink building studded with balconies, trying its best to hide between its neighbors on one of Casablanca's broad French-style boulevards. But in what should have been the quiet of the night, the reporters and gnat-dense camera robots gave it away. Stories in the cousin's capital always draw more press than a scandal in Togenkyo or Alexandria. Perhaps because we worry more when mom is threatened than father or uncle, or because the austerity of cousin's law, which won't permit even a red light district, has doomed the capital to a permanent slow news day. The press had cornered Hiroaki Mitsubishi outside the entrance, evidently returning from a coffee run with a tray of cups in hand. Hiroaki is the only one of Ando's adopted bar kids who looks Japanese by birth, and this night at least, she had paired Danae's sleeveless, hand-knit sweater with a pair of flowy, silky pants, which invoked a cousin's wrap, despite the miner's sash still about her hips. I'm sure Carlyle's stomach turned. Masami and Hiroaki Mitsubishi, voice and face of the CFB. I haven't read Masami's editorial. What does it say? Julia sighed into her tea. In short, that the only real power in the cousins is the software in the CFB that processes the suggestions, and that all the rest, the board, Kosala, are basically carrying out robot orders. That there's no heart to the hive that's supposed to be all heart. Carlyle pressed his head against the car's side wall. I don't know how we're going to stop this, Julia. The Mitsubishi brood are in the censor's office, the European Parliament, the Humanist Praetor's office. Now the CFB. And Black Sakura isn't the Romanov, but it's still one of the most influential papers in the world. Are you sure it's the Sanir Weeksbooth Bash I should be concentrating on? I should be helping more directly. Give me someone inside the CFB. Julia, no. You're the right kind of specialist for the Sanir Weeksbooth Bash. You can do a better job with them than anyone in the world. That's where I need you now. And better safe than sorry. A compromised CFB would cripple the cousins, but a compromised Sanir Weeksbooth Bash could touch anywhere, anyone. They haven't been a Mitsubishi target yet, but we don't know that won't change. I want you in there keeping them safe. Carlyle. It is a great case. Yes, an important case. I definitely want to keep working with them. But I want to do more, Julia. The enemy actually have someone inside the CFB. If we just knew what their goal was... She stroked his hair. Let me worry about that. If only we could prove this theft was them. She shook her head. I'm sure it wasn't. I think, if anything, it interfered with what they were planning, disrupting what Masami Mitsubishi would have done inside Black Sakura. But things aren't all bad. I finally got Darcy Sock to request a session with me. Brightness at once. You have? We'll guard the CFB yet. Julia brandished a delicate, enthusiastic fist. And another piece of good news. Headmaster Faust sent June Mitsubishi packing with a flea in her ear. No toehold for the Mitsubishi brood inside Brill's Institute. But June has applied for a secretary's post with the Gordian Brain Bash, so they're still trying to worm in. Can this fuss with Masami Mitsubishi help us? If they're fired from Black Sakura, that would be a good setback. Julia gazed at him a moment, slim lips pursed tight. Perhaps. Carlyle, I could... Julia, no. I want you where your strengths are. And I don't want to ask anything that will be a strain on your conscience. Do what you're best at. We have others who can help protect the CFB. Carlyle, but, Julia, when the Senior Weeksbooth members know you well enough to trust you, when you can suggest they start coming to me, then I can take on some of the burden, and you can take on something new, but not before. We need them close, and we need them safe. Carlyle. It shouldn't be long with Thisbe. Julia. Yes, that seemed promising. But don't push too fast. What have you been doing going there over and over? Carlyle didn't reply. Julia. Stuff? He gave a guilty smile. Do you want a consult? No, it's fine. The whole bash is very guarded from the files. If you push, you'll spook them. Relax and take things naturally. You're a brilliant sensei, Carlyle. I have you where you can do the most good. You'll know if anyone tries to get at them, and you'll stop it. Yes. I'm so glad to have you to depend on at times like this. Despite his gloom, he couldn't fight a smile. Thanks. Oh, Julia. Hmm? What do you know about Tribune J.E.D.D. Mason? The Celebrity Youth Act has never had a tougher case. You met? They're doing the investigation. They came to the Bash House. J.E.D.D. Mason is not a problem. Believe me, there's nowhere I'm more vigilant than Hive leadership. Yes, they have ties to Ando, but it's the Mitsubishi brood we have to watch out for. J.E.D.D. Mason has nothing whatever to do with them. It isn't the ties to Ando, it's... You know about Dominic and Martin? Is it a cult? No, nothing like that. There's nothing dangerous at all with J.E.D.D. Mason. I check up with their sensei all the time. Their sensei? Is that Dominic Seneschal? Yes. Dominic has an odd comportment, I know, but they're immensely skilled. Just right for J.E.D.D. Mason's case. A specialist like you, but different. J.E.D.D. Mason is a very strange young person. It was inevitable for someone growing up around so much power, but I watch, and I'm careful. And there's no cult. No danger. Relief let Carlyle slump. But not complete relief. And what is J.E.D.D. Mason's relationship with Mycroft Canner? Confidential. The conclave head gave her prize student another shoulder squeeze. Don't worry about J.E.D.D. Mason. No one is less a threat to the world order. If anything, they're a pillar of stability that keeps the rest from teetering. Now, would you like a session? Her perfect nails played through the frayed crochet of the old scarf she had given him. Anything new with you on the theological front? New questions? Discoveries? Carlyle summoned his best smile. No, nothing new with me. Could we talk through the post-Barsh loss psych reports on Mycroft Canner? I'd love to hear your readings in light of 13 years of further development. That's an amazing resource. Yes. Yes, Mycroft is quite the resource. Here, at long last, in the tired dark of morning, ends the third day of this history. Chapter the 24th. Sometimes even I am very lonely. I slept that night in Alexandria and breakfasted with Caesar's staff, though Caesar himself would not break bread with Mycroft Canner. I had no time to return to Cielo de Pajaros before reporting to J.E.D.D. Mason's Utopians, but gave myself a half hour to stop at the nearest servicer's dorm, where our tainted and all-forgiving brotherhood was still willing to call me friend. I have been adopted many times since the explosion killed my birth bash. I was adopted by the cousin Bosch next door. I was adopted by the Mardi Bosch next to them, and our four other neighbor Bosches, which all let me grow up half-wild like a cat with several homes, whom no one thinks to check on so long as it visits once a week. I was adopted by Thisbe, Bridger, and the Major. But only with the servicers has my adoption been completely without lies. I was at first just one more Mycroft who slept and shoveled beside them. They soon noticed that I made good conversation, and valuable in a society which has no other entertainment, and by the time the wiser of them added Canner to Mycroft, they already felt too much affection to know fear. Apollo Mojave used to frequent a pub in Liverpool, mad as that seems. He was a utopian, a vocateur, a familiaris, as in demand with the powers as I am, with his own Bosch, his lover, and her Bosch, his constellation, his work, his writing, me, all vying for scarce hours, but he still made time for a pub. It was filthy. One of those dives where locals come for talk and dominoes. At first, no one spoke to this alien utopian, planted at the counter with his visor and his coat, but beer erases barriers, and he was soon listening to tall tales and filling in at games as dear as any puppy. Apollo needed that, he told me. Even if he only saw them once a month, it kept him from forgetting what it meant to be a human being. Without that, how could he claim to be acting for all humanity? Perhaps the servicers give me the same. At a crossroads, 3 blocks from my destination, hands seized me by the throat and dragged me backwards into the alley with a killer's violence. I do not know, reader, if you are so blessed that you have tasted an embrace like this, a universe in itself, so all the outside world could cease and you would smile uncaring. If you have not tasted something like that, it cannot be described. Fierce, dear arms dragged me to the bedding of the alley's trash, pinning my hands more out of habit than need, as his lips tasted my ear. Saladin, I whispered. It is a name I chant sometimes to myself, over and over, as if language had been invented only to form those syllables. Mycroft, he answered in kind. His breath tasted of meat and wild places, the grit of urban underbellies and the clean of mountain stone. My Saladin. No threat, no order, no torture could have made me speak of him to any living soul, but for you, only for you, reader. Never again accuse me of keeping secrets. His voice is a savage, hungry whisper hiss. I found Tully. Sobs without tears seized me, as when one who can no longer pretend he is not sick gives way to coughing. But my Saladin absorbed my sobs, his body like warm hands around a shivering chick. Where? I asked. Luna City. 13 years up there. I can't imagine what it cost. I had guessed Luna City. There are places within the human sphere beyond my reach. The nearest is the moon. They're coming back tomorrow. I saw them on the passenger list. Port Gentile elevator. We spoke Greek together, our birth Bosch tongue, the language of our intimacy since forever and ever. Could be a trap. Tully Mardi wouldn't use their real name on a passenger list. No utopian would raise a child that stupid. I can feel when Saladin smiles, the way his collarbones flex when he bares those human fangs more dangerous than an animal's since they both bite and speak. True, Tully Mardi on the list would have been stupid. Tully Mojave transcends stupidity and qualifies as painting a bullseye on your face. Tully Mojave, I repeated. How's that for throwing down the gauntlet? He laughed, and I laughed with him. Our bodies as aligned as clapping hands. I could feel him getting hard beneath me, and heat stirred in my member too, eager to awaken after so long a sleep.